It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, October 9th. I'm David Brancaccio. Is this a good idea? A law student in Texas wants to make a handgun using a device that prints out 3D objects using melted plastic. Cody Wilson asked people for money online to try it and got 20 grand. His aim is to prototype the so-called wiki weapon and make the plans freely available. It's an example of how 3D printing can change society, even as it revolutionizes manufacturing. Wilson's project ran into trouble recently when the printer company found out and took back its unit. Wilson is not just opposed to gun control. He told me he's trying to make a radical statement about how technology can undermine regulation.
The project, as it started, was fully conceived as a political one first. So it was never just, oh, let's print the gun. It was, let's print the gun and see if other people can print the gun.
So tell me the story. What happened? You ordered this 3D printer that you're going to lease. And then what happened?
Yeah, we leased a printer from one of the big printer manufacturers. And I think they just Googled what we were doing. So they emailed me saying, you know, you don't have a license. You misrepresented yourself to us. And I said, well, for what we're doing, it's very likely we don't need a license. So they said, look, we're not going to get in a legal debate about it. You know, your lease is canceled and we'll be taking the printer back. Let us know when we can get it. They sent a courier company out and it was gone.
You know that others are terrified that a bad guy will be able to use a computer and, informed by your approach to this, whip up an untraceable weapon within a couple of hours and do something bad.
Yeah, that's totally possible. But I believe the histrionics are coming from the usual suspects.
The usual suspects like anti-gun advocates.
I would say, yes, these people are odious towards absolute liberty and freedom in this regard. And this is a campaign, as we conceive it, that is emancipatory and seeks to expand human liberty.
Man, you're sounding like a law school student now, man. Emancipatory?
Emancipatory. I mean, that's the goal. We're working with a silly technology, perhaps, something that can never really be, at least in the near term, very reliable.
But by pushing the envelope, you want to make a point about how you think the access to, for instance, firearms are being curtailed.
When you and I interact peer-to-peer, I can email you a gun file and you can print it out. How do you regulate that? It's not just saying gun control is bad. It's also saying, well, gun control is really kind of old hat, isn't it?
Have you had any reaction from, for instance, gun manufacturers?
You know, mid-level and smaller manufacturers, storefront people and sellers, they love it. Now, these higher-level manufacturers and the NRA itself, I think ultimately they'll come out against us.
Really? You think that, for instance, the actual firearms lobby might not like what you're doing? Why?
What can I say? I can't blame them. They're interested in maintaining themselves as a political organ, not really as an advocate for absolute rights to firearms.
Cody Wilson studies law at the University of Texas, Austin. If a wiki weapon ever actually worked, it might need a government license, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms told us. The Bureau is always concerned about new technology, quote, presenting creative ways for people to break gun laws. You can hear more of our interview about the 3D printed handgun at MarketplaceTech.org.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites. Reputation.com.
And don't miss this. I know I get an inflated sense of myself when people click like on my Facebook posts. Now folks at the MIT Media Lab have an article of clothing to translate a social media experience into the real world. The thing inflates when you get liked online. No, it's not a hat to swell my head even further, but instead an experimental vest that puffs up, sort of like it's hugging you, just like a real embrace, only cold, plastic, and lifeless. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.